Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Well, it's Bowerly, and welcome to the program. Joe Beamer is at Master Control, and if you are just joining us, you're going to hear a word, but I'm going to ask you to do me a favor, and don't touch the radio dial thinking it's going to be something that it isn't. The word is impeachment. Don't touch the radio dial, because in all sincerity, I would like your guidance, I would like your input and your assistance. How much impeachment talk do you want to hear on this radio station? And basically, I'll repeat quickly what I brought up the first part of this program. There's this disconnect between what my Google News feed tells me people find important and what I overhear people discussing when I'm out there in Western New York. I hear very little. In fact, I would say nothing about impeachment. I hear a lot about the bills. I hear a lot about driving if it's a particularly bad day. I hear a lot about what people are doing for the holidays, et cetera. But the I word is not heard by me in the real world. And you know, one of the things I didn't mention the first hour, and people have a hard time grasping this sometimes because it sounds contradictory, but even though I am in the media, I'm not really a media person, if that makes any sense to you at all. Let me translate that. I don't do a talk show for other people in the media. I don't do a talk show to try to one-up Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or anybody locally, okay? I do what I do because of you. And I am truly interested in how much impeachment coverage you want on this show and on this radio station, because at the end of the day, where my employers are concerned, what matters the most is how many people listen to this show and for how long they listen. And as I said earlier, most people, according to Tim Wenger, and this is open for debate, but most people are somewhere in the middle of the political continuum in this country. I happen to think there's a lot of political apathy in this country, to be frank with you. But you see, the far left extremists, they hate me because I happen to work here. And it doesn't matter if some of my views are, I dare say, on the progressive side. It doesn't matter. The fact that most of my views are completely 180 degrees away from that, you see, makes me an enemy of the people, okay? Now, and there's just the fact that I work at WBEN, this notoriously conservative right-wing radio station. And then, believe it or not, on the other end of the continuum, and I probably get more grief and aggravation from the other end than I do from the left. The people on the far right, there is a cabal of those people who believe that every single radio show on this radio station, including mine, needs to be all right-wing ideology and politics every single day, Monday through Friday, without fail. That talk radio is to be used as nothing but a platform for right-wing ideology. And these people think, I got to go. These people think it's time for me to fly because I don't do that. And then the people for whom I actually do the show are people who are kind of interested in politics when there's something new about which to speak, but it is not an all-consuming passion with them. People who have an interest in a wide variety of subject matter. That is what I try to do. So when you hear the word impeachment, are you likely to change the dial and listen to Christmas music on 102.5 or listen to my buddies over on 98.5 with DJ Anthony and the crew? Maybe a competing radio company? I don't know. But I need your guidance as to what I should be doing on this show and in general what you want to hear on this radio station. Do you agree or disagree with this statement? The less shows, the fewer shows I do on impeachment, the better. And just let the news handle the developments that are happening on our top and bottom of the hour newscasts, unless there is something tectonically earth-shaking that needs to be discussed. Like I said, some of the left believes that the reason I haven't done all impeachment all the time is because it involves Donald Trump. And I'm trying to cover for Donald Trump as if what a guy in Buffalo, New York has to think or does on the radio really matters. Come on. I mean, let's be real. Am I going to change the world? No, it ain't going to happen. Ain't happened yet. I suspect it never will. And then there are the people on the right who they can't accept the fact that I'm a conservatarian and they don't like the way I live my life and they don't like my morals or lack thereof. And, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, I probably get more grief from the right than I do from the left, believe it or not. At least the people on the left, I know they hate me. at least, you know, they got that going for them. So in terms of you, and this is not about me. I'm just giving you the background of how people perceive this radio station. And it only involves me simply as a cog in the wheel of this radio station. How much impeachment do you want? How much impeachment do you want? 803-0930 is the landline number. Star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And for those of you that have been on hold for a while, I thank you for your patience. I do really appreciate it, but I had to set the topic up again for the folks who just get out of work at 4 o'clock. Let's go to Ellen in Clarence. You're on WBEN. Ellen in Clarence. Are you there? Joe, I'm going to put this caller on hold. They might have put the phone down and maybe the UPS person came or something and they had to go to the door. Let's go to MJ in Buffalo. MJ, how much impeachment do you want to hear on this station, on this show? How closely are you following it? You know the drill.
Okay. Well, can I just start with sharing an experience, my political experience?
You may.
Okay, so I'm a classroom teacher. I work in the Buffalo schools. I love my job. I love my students. I just so happen to work with excellent adults, I'm a teacher. I work with excellent teacher assistants, and I'm just so blessed and so lucky to be in the position that I'm in, right? So now I know that the adults that I work with, it's probably a split just in my classroom. I mean, in the education system, it seems like there's a lot of liberals. I tend to lean conservative, but I'm not like identifying as like a very serious conservative. That's just how I tend to lean. I'm not so much into politics. But what I find is that when I'm in the classroom and when I'm a teacher and when all these adults that are working together, we do not discuss politics. And we're like, the adults in my classroom are just so friendly with each other and we're positive. And our focus is the children, is the students. We put them first. And so our differences in politics mean no different. We're all friends. Doesn't matter that our politics are different because we're putting our children first, our students first. And I think if you step back and like look at that from a perspective of the country, like people should be, you know, all this division is just, it's just so horrific. And if people just put their country first and like people first, rather than all these politics, I think that's the direction that we should be going. And it's just such a disappointment that
I happen to think that some of this division is manufactured and promulgated so Americans both right and left keep their eyes off the ball that the globalists want to do away with sovereign nations and have one world government. But that's just me being paranoid, of course.
Well, yeah, very well could be. I mean, I'm sure there's financial, you know, there's just so many different reasons and so many different ways people can profit off of that. But it's just so disappointing. And as far as you having your, because you're asking, you know, for people's opinion on, you know, do you want people talking about impeachment? I just wanted to say that I think just by having this discussion, your followers, you know, the people who listen to you appreciate that because you don't go overboard on, you find a good middle ground in how you discuss things and how much you discuss things, and you do leave it up to the listener and that. And so you're not going to harp on it so much, and I think people appreciate that. But someone like me, which I'm typical, I don't really listen to the news that much. I don't really know what's going on. So when you say things here and there, that really does give me direction, and I do appreciate it because I know that you have factual information. And I tend to just agree with what you say. So I appreciate when you can interject some, you know, facts or information that otherwise I would have missed.
But I always advise people that always look up anything I say as a fact. Make sure that I am accurate because the last thing I want to be is factually incorrect. We can disagree about opinions, but if I get a fact wrong, I need to know about it. So I can correct it because there's no interest in promulgating myths as opposed to telling an absolute fact. So basically, I sound like a therapist here. What I hear you saying is you're perfectly okay if the news at the top and the bottom of every hour, if the news handles the impeachment stuff, and we only do impeachment when there's something huge, but you don't need to hear it every day in order to feel like you're listening to a show that is plugged in with what's going on in the world.
And that is right, yeah.
All right, well, thank you for what you do for a living. I will tell you this is not very popular among a segment of my audience, but I am deeply grateful for the many great teachers I had coming up. I do know, obviously, it is a liberal-dominated profession, but I can think of some teachers who definitely made a positive difference for me, and I'm sure you do it for your students as well, and I'm grateful to hear from you.
Well, sure, and thank you for that.
23 minutes after 4, how much impeachment talk do you want to hear on this show? There are folks who believe that every show, every day, should be nothing but right-wing ideology and commentary regarding politics in general and specifically impeachment. I don't think that's where most of you are. And there are extremes on the right and the left, the political junkies who believe that that is the only reason for being of talk radio. But I want to find out where you guys are. And frankly, so does my boss, Tim Wenger, because we honestly don't know what you want. And this is totally legit, folks, because we've got no interest. Think about it. We've got no interest in presenting programming that you're not going to listen to. Here's Scott in Williamsville on WBEN. Scott, hello.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Scott.
I've been a big fan of yours since Breakfast with Bowerly. Listened to you through your sports venue there.
The sports disaster where I basically rode Chris Parker's coattails for 2 years.
But no, Tom, you didn't. I stayed with you, man.
I appreciate that because I'm not a sports guy, and I always felt sorry for the Bulldog. And believe me, he's much better without me. I love Chris dearly.
You did a great job at doing what you were old to do.
That's a good way to put it.
I was with you on the air for 9/11.
Oh yeah.
You know, I've kind of grown up with you over the last 20 years, and I think you've got the pulse beat of Western New York. You know what to talk about, and you know when to talk about it. You know what? I'm into the impeachment right now, but if I want to get my dose of it, I just, you know, listen to Rush or Sean. I love that show that you did a few Thursdays ago with, you know, Where Are We From, the ancient alien theories and all that. And that's what I look for from you is your variety of topics.
So you, in other words, and I'm very, I'm gratified to hear you say that, you don't expect when you turn this program on or this radio station, like Sandy Beach or Joe Beamer or whomever, you are not going to walk away disappointed if you tune it on and Sandy is talking about one of the great trips he took with listeners, or I'm talking about, hey, do you think ancient aliens put us here?
No. The only thing I think in recent weeks that maybe you overdid was Bishop Malone, yeah. And just as a sidebar, if any of the Catholics think that things are going to change, you know, this guy in Albany is still going to get his marching orders from the Holy See.
Yeah, well, you know what? I like I said about a half hour, 45 minutes ago, believe me, because I was the guy who had to do those shows, and I had to listen every hour I did those shows. By the end of it, I was totally bishoped out as well. And it's the example I use is every rock and roll disc jockey, Stairway to Heaven, they will want to put a shotgun in their mouth.
Yeah, well, I think Bishop Malone is a stand-up guy. I do, but you know, he got his marching orders from, you know, on high. So
Understood, but you know, you have just cited, without even perhaps meaning to, an example of the struggles of even like between Wenger and your humble host. We've got over 80 years of experience between us, and neither of us knew what our audience wanted as far as impeachment. And we're going to continue taking calls on this subject as we move along. Have yourself a great weekend. Very much appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you very much, Tom.
All right, it is Bowerly, 27 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. And I assure you, Tim is listening. I assure you, I am listening because I want to know. I legit do not know where you are on how much impeachment you want on this show or on this radio station. I don't know. And you guys are helping more than you even realize.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, it is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN, and if you are just joining us, this is a sincere effort to gauge how into impeachment you guys are. Do you want a daily impeachment show? How closely are you following impeachment yourself? Because honestly, between Tim Wenger, my boss, and myself, I legitimately do not know what you expect, and most importantly, what you want out of this show vis-a-vis impeachment. So this is a great chance to tell me, because as I said, there are political junkies on either end of the continuum who believe that talk radio should be nothing but politics, every single show, all politics, all day long, and especially with impeachment. And I don't see the world that way, but if that is something that you agree with in terms of an opinion, then I should really know. So please tell me what you want in terms of impeachment. Unless there's something absolutely earth-shattering, are you cool if it is just covered on our newscast at the top and bottom of the hour? And then for the most part, I leave it alone unless there's something really, really big that happens? Because Rush Limbaugh, I mean, all he does is politics with a focus on impeachment every day, noon until 3. Sean Hannity, every night, 7 until 10. That's all they do. So the radio station is clearly covering it. I don't get a chance to listen to Savage all that much. I'm not sure how much time he's spending on impeachment, but that's immaterial, I suppose, because my interest is you, the folks who are listening to the radio right now. So if you just turned on and you're hearing the word impeachment, don't touch that dial, because it's not what you think. I want to find out how into it, how closely you are following it, so I know what programs to present to you every day. And as I said earlier, I honestly don't know. Obviously, there's a trend developing that you guys are kind of impeachmented out, but that may or may not be correct. So if you have a contribution you would like to make, 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. I'm going to try to get more phone calls on at a more rapid pace. There's one line open for you right now. Here is Elizabeth in Buffalo. You're on WBEN.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say that you are a radio personality. Keyword, personality, and I think that you should continue doing a balanced mix with what you've been doing. I don't think that you should change what you're doing at all.
So you don't think that I sound clueless as a talk show host because when you tune in every day, I'm not starting off with, well, let's talk about Horowitz and what he had to say in the Inspector General's office.
No, I spend all day at work, and on my ride home, I'd like to hear basically, you know, I like the news, the basic news part. I like the traffic, and I like to hear some local information and some interesting topics. I don't necessarily need to hear what I'm going to hear at 6 o'clock at night when I turn on my television to watch the news.
Yeah, it sounds like we're on the same page. No pun intended. That was not a Carter Page reference, but it sounds like we think the same way. And you hit on something that I think is very, very important. At the end of the day, even though we have listeners all over the country, this is a Buffalo radio station. We serve primarily the Buffalo and Western New York community. And that is why we spent a lot of time the other day talking about a double fatal accident when some new information was reported by Channel 7, an accident which had been much talked about in social media.
Yes, it needs to be heard. We need to hear things that are happening in our communities, local. If we're not going to hear it from you, who are we going to hear it from? Who? What venue do we have to be able to discuss topics? And we can't call into the news station and say, this is what we think. You're providing an opportunity for people, wherever they may be, to talk about sometimes things that belong in the realm of Buffalo-related activities.
And do you have, even with the welter of political news, the cacophony, you know, the thunder news that's out there as far as impeachment, you're totally cool if I do a show like we did earlier this week, the Christmas carol you hate, the Christmas song that you despise the most?
It puts a smile on people's face, and sometimes that's what people need. They don't need to hear politics, politics, politics. And actually, I'm a liberal, but I listen to you anyway because I like to hear different perspectives. But I don't want to hear it continuously.
Well, like I said, believe it or not, I from the far left extremists, I will never make them happy. And the far right extremists, I know it sounds weird for a guy in this radio station to say this, but the far right extremists, they hate me even more.
Well, I think that mainly has to do with probably the idea that people want to continuously hear their own opinions regurgitated to themselves and not hear other people's opinions. And I think that that's part of what creates that culture of not people not really listening to the other side. And that's not a good thing either. So I think that what you provide is a balanced opportunity for people to listen and to call in if they want to.
So as far as WBEN, only do impeachment when there is something monumental that everybody out there is talking about.
Yeah, I think we have enough.
Okay, and I respect that. I'm grateful for your input. Thank you very much.
Sure, keep doing you.
Well, thanks very much. I appreciate it. I'll hold back from the ribald comment I was going to make after you said that. Let's go to Connor in Depew next up. Connor, thanks for your patience. When it comes to impeachment, what do you want to hear? How much of it do you want to hear on this show? How closely are you following it? And if I'm not doing impeachment, am I not doing my job?
No, I like a good mix of different topics. I don't need to be bombarded with impeachment, however. But everything I'm about to say is just a personal opinion of mine. It's nothing personal or anything like that. But like the last person just said, I want to be told when something's breaking, when something new happens. Well, that's never going to happen because every other news source out there is telling you the whole story. And that's what I'd like to hear from this show. When it comes to impeachment, there's a lot out there that's not being, a lot of questions that aren't being asked about Joe Biden, Poroshenko, the other president that was ousted during that revolution, the deal with the gas company. You know, there's a ton of things, and quite frankly, you know, everybody's saying, I'll just get it from the news updates. I don't trust your news updates because they're from ABC. You know, again, my personal opinion, but I don't trust them for nothing. So that's what I'd like to see when it comes to impeachment or political topics. What are we not being told? Why are we being told this and not this? You know, whenever I'm watching something like this impeachment or anything political, I always ask myself, why am I being shown this? What am I not being shown? You know, and a little bit of research. And that's probably why it's so hard to do so many political shows, because if you want to be different, it's going to take some research. It's going to take some angles that aren't being looked at.
Well, you see, you raise an excellent point, and Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity have been doing that. And did you listen the day the White House released the transcript of the president's call with Ukraine's president?
I don't believe I did.
Okay, because we did talk about the Biden situation, as I recall, at great length. So, and sometimes, to be honest with you, sitting on this side of the microphone, I know I repeat myself. I have a habit of doing that in my personal life as well. But it's because people don't listen as much as we'd like them to. They don't listen to every minute of every show we do. And I know those issues have come up on this show. I can't give you the exact date that they have come up, but I definitely hear what you are saying. What is going on behind the scenes that other outlets are either ignoring or spinning in a way to make the anti-Trump people look good?
Yeah, I think that's why you get some kickback from some, you know, more, like you say, extreme people. I think it's just frustration stemming from the fact that they watch these news shows. They are inundated with impeachment. However, it's never any of the information that they know of that's not being told. And I think people, like when you bring up topics like that, because you're able to call in and share information and give opinions. So I think it just has a lot to do with people being eager to give their point of view on something. And, you know, personally, I would definitely, I do enjoy your political shows, the topics. I started listening to you more during the election. Again, this is just me personally.
And your opinion matters. Believe me, if it didn't, I wouldn't be doing the show. I mean, this is a big deal to me, and it's a big deal to my boss. We want to know where our audience is on this whole subject, because obviously we want as many people listening for as long as possible.
Oh, I think you got a wide-ranging audience. I think that speaks a lot about your show. So, I mean, you're never going to please everybody, but I would just say that when you do, if you are going to plan out a topic on impeachment, you know, but do some digging, do some research in it, bring out some stuff that hasn't been showcased on any of these corporate news outlets, and I think it'll go a long way.
All right, fair enough. Point well taken, and grateful for your input. Thank you very much. How much impeachment talk do you want on this radio show and on this radio station? So far, if you're just joining us, to quickly recap, many of you are saying that you enjoy the mix, that you are not a political junkie, that you like the variety of stuff that I put forward, even if it's fluff, even if it is, you know, Seinfeld would have said, a show about nothing. That seems to be the overriding opinion. And I know that this is not a scientific poll. I mean, because obviously if people have tuned in and they didn't like what they heard, they're no longer listening. So I'm keeping that in the back of my mind as well. Let's go to Bernice in Hamburg. You're on WBEN. Bernice?
Thank you. Listen, I'm sick of this impeachment junk. I can't stand it anymore. But anyway, I like what you're in, the balance that everybody's talking about. That's really nice. But I don't mind if you or Beamer give political views every once in a while, because I like to listen to your viewpoint on politics. But I like a balance. I don't like all this constant badgering. Thank you.
All right. Much appreciated. Thank you. Very succinct and very much direct and to the point. If you're just joining us, this is a sincere and honest effort to figure out what you guys want us to do in terms of impeachment. There are, and I say this respectfully, I'm not trying to be sarcastic, okay? There are actually people on the left, far left, who believe that this radio station has been ignoring impeachment because it might tend to make Donald Trump look bad. Contrary-wise, there are people on the right who believe that this radio station and this show every single day must be all right-wing ideology, all impeachment, every moment of every show, and that because I don't do a show like that, that I gotta go because I don't do that. You know, long in the tooth, time for him to retire. He brings nothing to the table, irrelevant. You don't have to be relevant. I mean, you got to talk to where people are, where they are. But as far as personal relevance, you know, you've got your own life to live. I'm simply an a-hole with a microphone at the end of the day. Seriously, that's what it is. My job is to entertain you and keep you listening as long as possible. Hey, you can get Buffalo's best prime rib steaks and fresh seafood at Buffalo Chop House. It's all half off with $50 gift cards for just $25. That's a 50% savings at Buffalo Chop House, only from Get My Perks. Details at getmyperks.com. Remember, the perks to living in Western New York are just a few clicks away at getmyperks.com. And a thank you again for your amazing generosity during yesterday's Radiothon to benefit the SPCA serving Erie County. By the end of the show, over $100,000 from you guys was raised for the SPCA. So seriously, that means so much. And you guys are, you know, you guys are freaking amazing when it comes to donating to the stuff that we promote as charities here at WBEN. It's kind of mind-boggling. If you're just joining us, impeachment. You know, according to my Google News feed, everybody in the world is talking about impeachment. And everybody in the media should be talking about impeachment. I don't operate that way. And if I'm doing it wrong and I'm not doing enough impeachment, you ought to tell me. But if you just as soon hear the mix of stuff that I do, even the fluff stuff instead of impeachment, let me know, and I'll continue to do it, because I'll be totally content, unless there's some epic, groundbreaking thing to let the news do the impeachment stories at the top and bottom of the hour, and we'll just do other stuff. Because I don't want to, look, I don't want to bore you. And there are some topics, as I said, where people will say, boring. It could be a great show. There's bringing in a lot of calls and there's a lot of interest and everything, but there's always somebody, you know, who texts in, you know, something unflattering. It's the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. But this topic is one that I must specifically have your input, because I don't want to screw it up, because it's going to be going on for a while and I want to get it right. Here is Bill in Eden. You are on WBEN.
Hey, Tom. I've been listening to you for years, even before the time that I was even I was afraid to call into the radio and talk on the air. I remember you did like that single and searching show, and I called and you said, okay, well, what's your last name? And I'm like, and you're like, dude, I've got like a whole boatload of callers here. I think we actually used the word for the largest size of boat, but you've done that, and you've done the shows about when you used to sell stuff like the garage sale, and I really like the variety. With me, it's kind of like what you say, Tom. You like to entertain us, you like to make us laugh, and to teach us something. And as a caller, I try to do the same thing to you, and I think we both succeeded in that regard. And like I said, I'm mostly interested in hearing what the truth is. I don't want to hear impeachment. I don't want to hear Bishop all the time. When it's something important and it comes up, then let's discuss it. When it's not, just kind of deal with, you know, like you were talking about the aliens and stuff. And I'm thinking, I've got a good show idea for you, because we've all probably wondered, do you think like in some distant galaxy, some 40 light years away, there's maybe some teenage alien boy with his dilithium crystal radio hooked into his father's parabolic radio telescope, and he's pointing it in the direction of Earth, and he just hears this young broadcaster mispronouncing the name of Rusty Kuntz in something like
that. My first blooper ever.
So, I mean, there's like this astrophysicist, Hugh Ross, and with I mentioned him before in your last show, but I would like you to do a show something like with him, like you did with Barry Schwartz, where you got this famous person, but not too famous that everybody can't call in and talk and ask a question of, and have him explain, because he's got some ideas on, like, people talk about climate change, and he knows a way of addressing that and not putting the country into, like, recession or losing money.
Well, taken under advisement, but as far as the specific topic of impeachment, you do not believe that the ball is being dropped, because every time people tune into this show, they're not hearing, well, here's what's happened today in Washington in this committee.
Yeah, not at all. I think you're doing good just the way that you're doing it. You're doing well, whichever is the right word for that. And I'm just thinking, I just keep doing the same thing that you're doing, and we always enjoy. You're like a local treasure here, and I'm just glad that you're there.
Yes, one that ought to be buried post-haste. Thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate that. And again, if you're just joining us, how much impeachment talk do you want to hear on this show and on this radio station? And this isn't just a show for my guidance. I assure you, my boss, Tim Wenger, is listening eagerly, because there are days we look at each other and we shake our heads not knowing where our audience happens to be. So a lot of what we do is going to depend on what you have to say during today's program.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.